Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 21st, 2025, and here are our top stories. It Giant's Impact, Grok 4 Fast, Beyond ChatGPT, AI Browser Battle. It Giant's Impact. A select group of seven U.S. companies, often referred to as the Magnificent Seven, dominate much of the global digital infrastructure. These tech giants, including names like Google and Meta, have a singular focus, Osho says, growth. With this growth, however, comes an increased demand for energy, water, land, and resources. This dynamic raises questions about the impact of the AI boom in this context. Despite their market dominance, with a combined market value of around 18 trillion euros, equivalent to the entire GDP of the European Union, there are efforts underway to reduce reliance on these major tech firms. Grok 4 Fast. xAI has introduced a streamlined version of its previous flagship model, Grok 4 Fast. This model performs comparably to Grok 4 in typical tasks, but requires around 40% less computing power. According to the provider, this reduces the cost per task by up to 98%. On benchmarks like GPQA Diamond, with 85.7%, or AIME 2025 with 92%, Grok 4 Fast scores close to GPT-5 or Grok 4. It consumes significantly fewer tokens during processing, needing about 40% fewer thinking tokens than Grok 4. This difference is particularly evident in complex tasks requiring fewer intermediate steps. Grok 4 Fast is also trained to autonomously use tools like web browsers or execute code. It outperforms Grok 4 in benchmarks such as BrowseComp with 44.9% and Xbench Deep Search with 74%. It also surpasses OpenAI's O3 web search in the LM Arena search benchmark. Available via Grok.com, iOS, and Android apps, and the xAI API, it comes in two variants for reasoning-intensive tasks or simple responses, with a 2 million token context window. Pricing ranges from 5 cents to $1 per million tokens, and for a limited time, it's free via OpenRouter and Vercel. Beyond ChatGPT. The world is captivated by the abilities of ChatGPT and similar language models, but AI researchers already have their sights set on a new frontier. At a recent symposium at the renowned MIT, it became clear that the future of artificial intelligence is not just about understanding text. Instead, it's about perceiving the world like a human. Current AI superstars, large language models, excel at recognizing patterns in enormous text datasets, producing human-like responses. However, according to Yann LeCun of Meta, these models resemble parrots more than humans. The real goal is to create world models, AI systems that learn from diverse data, like videos and sensory interactions, similar to how a child develops an intuitive grasp of the physical world. These systems would understand not just that a ball rolls, but also the physics behind it. Such an AI could revolutionize robotics, enabling machines to tackle unexpected situations by applying their world understanding rather than relying on specific training. LeCun suggests embedding safety and guidance within these systems, much like societal norms regulate human conduct. While the race for larger language models continues, the real breakthroughs might already be quietly underway elsewhere. iBrowser Battle. Google is embedding its Gemini AI model deep into the Chrome browser, aiming to transform how users experience the internet. Among the new features are AI-powered web page summaries, writing assistance, and an intelligent search directly from the address bar. Looking ahead, Google envisions an agent-like assistant capable of autonomously managing complex tasks, such as scheduling appointments or conducting online shopping. This move intends to evolve the browser from a passive display tool into an active command center for daily digital life, positioning it to compete with emerging rivals like Perplexity. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.